Welcome to your five for the day. In 1971, John Taylor's last-minute conversion gave Wales a 1918 win against Scotland in an epic match at Murrayfield. Although the lead had changed hands seven times during a brilliant game, it was Taylor who bisected the uprights, leading BBC Wales commentator Alan Williams to christen it as the greatest conversion since St Paul. It's amazing that a bone-crunching tackle, a harrying run, a drop kick, a pop pass, or perhaps a fumble, a mistake, or a wrong move can change everything. Just when you think it's all over, a game can be flipped upside down. There was another day when people thought it was all over. They thought their plans had worked. With their false accusations and persuasion, they had managed to get a crowd to cry out, "Crucify him." And that is exactly what happened. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Each of us has a problem the Bible calls sin. We have all broken God's law. Sin is a small word, but a big problem. Our sin separates us from a holy and perfect God and demands that a punishment must be given. However, there's good news today. The man on the cross was Jesus Christ, God's Son, a perfect man. Why was he there? He was there for you. He was there because of love. God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ chose to be there. He died so that you might not have to face God's punishment for your sin, if you put your faith and trust in him. People thought it was all over that day, but they were wrong. Christ rose from the dead and is able to save all who come to him. Perhaps you too think it'll be all over when you die. Death ends all. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. There is a place to be avoided and a place to be gained through accepting Jesus Christ as your Saviour. In a rugby match, it is clear there are two sides. Equally, God sees two groups of people. On one side, those who have come to realise that they are sinners and that Christ died for them, those that have peace with God and are on their way to heaven. On the other side, there are those who have done nothing, effectively rejecting God's free offer. On which side are you? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember the next time you enjoy a game of rugby or other sport supporting your side, that you need to know which group of people you are in by God's reckoning. My sincere desire is that you will give serious thought to your need of salvation. I responded to the challenge of the Bible question, who is on the Lord's side? Perhaps today you'll respond to Caradoc Roberts' great old hymn, "Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be his helper other lives to bring? Who will leave the world's side? Who will face the foe? Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? By thy call of mercy, by thy grace divine, we are on the Lord's side, Saviour, we are thine." Thank you for listening.